They got him. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Escaped killer Danilo Cavalcante captured in Pennsylvania.
Our nightmare is finally over and the good guys won.
Chester County DA Deb Ryan. Aircraft using thermal imaging finally found him.
Close to 1 a.m. picked up a heat signal that they began to track.
And then 3 hours ago, police surrounded Cavalcante.
That did not stop him from trying to escape. He began to crawl through thick underbrush, taking his rifle with him as he went.
So State Police Lieutenant Colonel George Bivens says they unleashed a canine.
The dog subdued him, and team members from both of those teams immediately moved in. He continued to resist, but was forcibly taken into custody.
Cavalcante broke out of prison just days after getting a life sentence for murdering an ex-girlfriend. There is breaking news out of Georgia. A court has denied ex-White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows' appeal of the ruling that rejected his attempt to move his criminal case from state to federal court. Meadows is among the 18 people charged along with former President Trump of illegally trying to overturn 2020 election results. House Republicans insist an impeachment inquiry is important, investigating President Biden's role in his son's overseas business dealings. Judiciary Committee Chair Jim Jordan tells Fox they have evidence.
10% for the big guy. Everyone's confirmed. That is Joe Biden. 50% for Pops. That other email. The brand, Devin Archer, a business partner of Hunter Biden, in the deposition under oath said the brand they were selling, The brand was Joe Biden.
But at the White House, Fox's Jared Halpern reports.
In the response, the White House cites independent reporting that finds despite months of Republican investigations, there is no evidence of wrongdoing by the president, no connection between the president and his son Hunter's business dealings, and no impact on policymaking.
Inflation's back on the rise. Consumer prices went up 0.6% last month from July. Year over year, inflation increased 3.7%. That's more than July's annual rate. America's listening to Fox News.
Life is about being active. Whether it's about going on your daily tasks or exercising, you know you're well when you're regularly active. But what happens when being active actually hurts by the end of the day? This is the position I found myself in a number of years ago. Everything I wanted to do in my daily life, all of the activity it called for, was held captive to almost constant nagging pain. When I heard about Relief Factor, I was skeptical, but my wife said, give it a chance. Not long after I took it, I could feel the pain begin to melt away, and I've been taking it ever since. And I can tell you that Relief Factor has helped me get my life back. I love that it's not a drug, but it was developed by doctors. And about 70% of the people who try it go on to order more. Your first step to becoming pain-free just might be ordering a 3-week quick start for only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF, or ReliefFactor.com. Find out all about this offer and feel the difference.
Morning News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters, and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
Here's the news in 60 seconds from YumaDailyNews.com. There have already been a record number of weather disasters in 2023 that have caused at least $1 billion in damage. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration reported there have been 23 such disasters so far this year. If you have ideas for a local news story, you can always send us an email. That email is newsroom@yumadailynews.com. Go ahead, send us your story, and I'll take a look. That's news for now. I'm Kendra White. A level 2 sex offender has been added to the list in Yuma. Police have published their name and address. This notification is not intended to increase fear. Police say an informed community is a safer community. A little over 400 emergency calls have been answered by Yuma Fire in the last week. 22 fire responses included a fire sprinkler activation and a smoke coming from a power strip. It's one sweet deal any way you slice it. Jelly maker J.M. Smucker is buying the snack brand Hostess in a multi-million dollar deal. The maker of the popular Smucker's Jelly will buy the Twinkies maker for $5.6 million. Yuma's Most Wanted has been posted on the website. Find out this week's lineup of suspects that authorities want to see behind bars. The rest have been included.
It's time to take Aloha out of the equation. Back in 1 minute with your politics question of the day.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them.
The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-648-9175. 800-648-9175. That's 800-648-9175.
USA Today contributor David Oliver says it's time to stop saying aloha and other culturally sensitive words like hola. Just because you can say something doesn't mean it's always appropriate, Oliver contends. He says words like aloha have deeper meanings than just hello or goodbye, so using those terms in your own context could come across as mockery. For example, Oliver notes that saying ni hao to an Asian American who isn't Chinese is considered a microaggression. Question: which salutation are you most likely to use when greeting a friend? Aloha, hola, or ni hao?
What is your healing power? Maybe your healing power is helping veterans with PTSD, traumatic brain injuries, depression, anxiety, or loneliness. Is your healing power a simple, heartfelt letter or being a volunteer? It is estimated that over 500,000 current warfighters will return from service diagnosed with PTSD, and 22 veterans will commit suicide every day. Our veterans have paid the ultimate sacrifice for our country. At HealVets.org, you can find out more about the healing power of pen pals, volunteers, therapy kits, and more. Discover your healing power at HealVets.org. Help Heal Veterans, together with you, has been helping one recovering veteran at a time. We are helping veterans heal together. What is your healing power? To find out about your power, visit HealVets.org. This PSA is sponsored by Help Heal Veterans.
Good morning, Yuma. This is Chamber Chatter, only the good stuff from the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. I'm Kimberly Kale, the Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. And, of course, we have Ross Clark. Good morning, Ross.
Good morning.
Good morning. Rode the bike in this morning?
I did. A couple times.
I know. Sometimes this happens.
I need that. You know,
you need it?
At my advanced age and everything. You know, you need that exercise.
Oh, my goodness. I need it, too. I need to...
I'm having a birthday this month.
I didn't know it's your birthday this month.
Yeah, later on. I'll be 66 in the 23rd.
You don't look a day older than 64.
I would think so. Just take great care of myself.
Are you riding the bike on the mayor's bike ride next month?
Of course.
Of course? Yeah.
Yeah. It's the best bike ride of the year.
It sounds like super fun. I've been out of town every year for it. Not intentionally. Mm-hmm. This year I'm going to be in town and I'm just...
I have two bikes, so I took Johnny with me last year.
Okay, awesome. What did Johnny think? I'll have to ask him.
Johnny says, I'm doing this with you forever. And I said, nope, a one-time deal. Who knows? I may get a date, you know.
Say, because Mayor Nichols, he keeps telling me, no, we can do it like this. It's in small chunks. And I even admitted to him, I'm only afraid, really, of the big hill going up, leading up to Kokopah.
Justifiable. Huh. It's 25 miles, whether it's in small chunks or big chunks. It's 25 miles.
Yeah. So I better start riding now.
So hold on.
Is what you're telling me.
You better grab it or get an e-bike.
Yeah. Okay.
Which I support.
Yes. Awesome.
They'll rent them to you.
Oh, you can rent an e-bike?
Yeah. I think they do. I'm sure.
I'll have to go ask like somebody like Mr. Bees or somebody and see what they do. Yep. Okay. Well, with that, we do have a guest joining us this morning. And so we have Jenny Pennington with the Sanguinetti House Museum. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
And so how long have you been at the Sanguinetti House?
Just a little over a year.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, last May.
Last May?
Yeah.
Okay. And what do you do there?
So when I started out last May, I was strictly just the education curator.
Okay.
But now I've kind of changed roles and now I'm the manager and the education person.
Got it. And so
they got two jobs.
Exactly. Isn't that funny how that works?
I like it.
And so Jenny, just out of curiosity, where are you from originally? Cause that accent isn't Yuma.
I'm from Kentucky. I'm from Southeastern Kentucky.
Did you bring any moonshine shine with you at all?
That's it. Illegal. So.
No, that's not what I asked exactly. We'll get through.
Maybe next time.
Kentucky still has dry counties, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, where I'm from is still Draw County.
It is.
Yeah.
Have you ever met somebody who does moonshine? Have you ever seen any?
I mean,
trying to get her in trouble already.
Well, she's from Kentucky.
She just started.
It's kind of like you're supposed to.
Oh, like moonshine's legal here, so.
Oh, we're all related to someone. Who
somebody.
It.
We knew somebody sometime that knew Grandpa that.
Exactly.
Yeah. I understand.
And so doing all these events with alcohol is like, wait, what?
Yeah. Yeah, well, yeah, it's so funny because it's like every event they're like, can we do alcohol? And I'm like, yeah, I guess. Like, is that a thing here? And so, because like where I'm from, like even our weddings, you're not allowed to have.
Right, of course.
But that's a dry county, not a dry state.
Right, but okay, yeah. I'm from the middle of nowhere, so I never left the county until I got older.
And then you really left.
Yeah.
You didn't know how far the roads actually went?
Yeah, I was just testing it, you know?
I'm like, and I understand you tested it as far as Phoenix before making it to Yuma.
Yes, yeah.
Now, wait a minute, though. What? You went from Kentucky in one county.
To Nebraska.
Oh, wow.
To Nebraska.
Is this a marriage thing or an exploratory thing?
It was. I was moving with a guy.
Okay.
Okay.
A guy from Kentucky?
Actually, he was from New York.
I would have thought so.
So I moved to Omaha, Nebraska, and then I moved to Phoenix. Okay. And I absolutely hated Phoenix. Yeah. Oh, my Lord. Because I'm from the middle.
Me too. Okay, yeah. Just so you know, I mean, people who know me know this, but I grew up, most of my family's farmers. I grew up in very rural Illinois.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, surrounded by cornfields and soybeans and cows.
Yeah, I did the same.
Not tall buildings. Yeah. So I understand. I used to live in the Phoenix area, too,
so,
and it is not.
So where is this guy? I didn't see you bring him in this morning.
I have a different one now.
That's good. That it sounds happens. Like the guy drags you all around. You need to stay stable.
Yeah, but you ended up in a great place.
Oh, yeah. So even Yuma's bigger than where I'm from.
Oh, me too.
Like a lot.
Okay, my hometown's 350 people.
Yeah, we're like 10,000, I think,
exactly.
Now.
So I totally understand. Oh. I love when people tell me Yuma's a small town.
Not really.
In comparison to a lot of places, yes, it is. And it still has a very small town feel.
Yeah,
I mean, that I appreciate, the fact that it has a small town feel to it. But, yeah.
No, I've loved living here just because it does have that kind of small town vibe.
Have you been here just 1 year? I mean, okay. So, and you went right to San Quentin. Is that kind of like something you like doing? Museums, history, is that a thing? Or was it something you stumbled into and now you like it?
So I started off being a teacher. I taught 8th grade social studies for a year, and then I taught preschool all the way up to college level. I used to teach like as an assistant over at GCU, history and English, and then I got my master's in museum studies.
Wow. Well, so it was a passion.
Yeah. Yeah, I've always been a history kid. My dad is the reason why I like history. I'm a huge daddy's girl. So when he would come home, because he worked weird shifts, I would wake up, we'd watch the History Channel together and eat a bag of chips. So, like, that was, like, how I got introduced to history. And then, like, that's all we talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Even still today, like, I'm actually in the process of helping him write a book.
Okay.
It's like a historical fiction book about an old Southeast Kentucky kind of settler story but he's making it his own. And that's just what we do for fun. And then, like, my grandpa passed away not too long ago, so we got all of his stuff. And, like, my grandma, bless her heart, had newspapers from when Kennedy got shot, from when we landed on the moon, and things like that. So,
that's
like,
cool.
It's just, like, something we've always done.
I love the whole South thing. You know, she said bless her heart, right? We didn't even go through the first segment without a bless her heart. No, I love that.
It's just like an adjective you throw in there.
Exactly, exactly. I'm like, one of my close friends is originally from Kentucky, so yep.
Okay, yeah, so you get it.
I do get it. So did you move to Yuma for this? I mean, did you find out that the Sanguinetti House was hiring? Did you end up moving to Yuma? How did that all happen?
So Yeah, I was totally winging it. I saw that there was a museum here hired for an educator. Like I said, that was my original job. And I'd never been to Yuma before. I've heard of it, like, because of movies.
Yeah, Westerns especially. Yeah. Understood, yes. Uh-huh.
And I was like, you know what? If I get it, I get it. If I don't, I don't. And I ended up getting it. And I didn't even come here before I got the job. I just said, I hope I lock it, because if not, that's going to suck. But then I just moved down here, and then I've been here ever since.
And so the Sanguinetti Museum, you know, a lot of it, I feel like the museum's not, I mean, but when I moved here, we kind of talked about that. It was the middle of COVID, and it was closed, and I couldn't go in and see it, and I couldn't do anything with it, and I kept hearing all the things about it, but I really knew nothing about it. And I would say that my education probably is still lacking, even though I have visited now a number of times and I've been to the great events there. So is it part of the historical society? Like, because I know that it's the, like, your email address is a historical society email address, but it's local, but it's, How does that exactly? Yeah, it's not as simple as everybody thinks. It's just like a museum right here.
No, it's not. Yeah. So it's owned by the Arizona Historical Society. So our house, the gift shop next door, and then what's called the Molina Block, which is like kind of like the strip mall that's like right down the street from it.
Okay.
They own all three of those buildings.
Hold that thought for 1 second, because apparently we have to take a commercial break. Okay. We'll get back to that.
Cliffhanger.
Cliffhanger. We'll be right back to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Did you know there are resources out there to support every Arizona service member, veteran, and their family? The Be Connected program is available statewide at no cost. We're here to help you navigate the system and get connected to whatever resources you need. Call 866-4AZ-VETS to talk directly to caring people professionally trained to help you. This message is brought to you by the Arizona Coalition for Military Families, the Arizona Department of Veteran Services, and Arizona's Be Connected partners.
Weather is brought to you by Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros, serving Arizona for over 20 years.
What a fine stretch of weather we've got this week. Sunshine, temperatures on track for the middle part of September, and it stays like that actually through the weekend. 100 the high this afternoon. At night, temperatures cooler in the mid-70s. 101 tomorrow, 102 Friday. Saturday, the warmest day at 103. Sunday, sunny and mild, 101 the high. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel.
Fuel up with the $50,000 Filler Up gift card giveaway at Quachan Casino Resort. Saturday, September 9th and 23rd, you can win up to $1,000 in food and fuel gift cards. For an extra chance to win, swipe your player's club card at any of the promotional kiosks between 1 p.m. and 10 p.m. each drawing day. Play with your rewards club card to earn entries. Not a member yet? Sign up today for your chance to win up to $1,000. So much, so close. Quachan Casino Resort.
Must be 21 and older. Management reserves all rights. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP for problem gambling.
We are there in your community. Small business owners, mechanics, police officers, homemakers. And we are there serving our nation in the Air Force Reserve. When medical emergencies arise, we meet the challenge. In cybersecurity, protecting and defending in cyberspace. When natural disasters happen, we are there in space. As a strong part of the nation's defense, we are there in the community, and we are there for our nation. We share a vision to make a difference, united and focused, taking pride in being there in service of our country. We are Reserve Citizen Airmen, And we are there with over 180 different jobs to serve your country. Air Force Reserve.
And we are back with Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU. I'm Kimberly Kale, the Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. And, of course, we have Russ Clark.
Good morning.
And we have Jenny Pennington with the Sanguinetti House Museum. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. So we started talking about the Struggle Site, so also the Molina Block, which is where all the cute little shops are. And
not where those are.
Okay.
It's the
past it.
Empty building that's right next to it.
Where they do the
Redondo.
Santa.
Yes, where they do the Santa. I forgot about him. Yes, where they have Santa, that's the Molina Block.
Okay, I thought so, but then you talked about the cute little shops, and I'm like, wait, I thought it was the building next to it where we had pictures with Santa last year.
Yeah, that's the Molina Block.
Okay, that is the Molina Block. Okay, that's what I thought. And this year, I think, is getting big, giant Christmas ornaments. I keep hearing all the cool stuff planned for Christmas, so. Okay, that's okay. I'm sure you
someone will tell me.
Someone will tell you. Okay, so the Historical Society owns that.
Yeah, so the state Arizona Historical Society owns the museum, the gift shop, and that the Molina Block. And then so technically, like, I'm a state employee.
Okay.
We have four other museums. Three. So there's four including us. So there's one in Phoenix called the Arizona Heritage Center.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the Arizona History Museum in Tucson.
Okay.
And then there's the Pioneer Museum in Flagstaff. And then we have the Sanguinetti House.
Okay.
So they're all technically part of the Arizona Historical Society. And so they, like, are the ones that pay the bills, essentially.
Right. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then, but the stories are all catered to essentially what best fits the community, which is how you do a museum.
Right. I would hope so.
Yeah. So, like, for example, the Pioneer Museum, just like the Sanguinetti House, talks a lot about local people. Our particular exhibits talk mostly about the Sanguinetti family and his businesses and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
There's a little bit of history on the original part of the house and things like that. So we also have some great supporters. So the Yuma County Historical Society is not technically, like, a part of the Arizona Historical Society.
Okay.
But they're fantastic people, and they help me out constantly. So, like, if I need someone to come do, like, a program or something for me to talk about something about Yuma history, because, like, obviously I'm not from here. So they're always willing to volunteer to do those types of things for me. Or if, like, I need someone to come in and just hang out with me so I'm not at the museum by myself when we're open, someone will come just sit with me.
Got it. Okay.
So they're fantastic people. And then, like, of course, like, I have my people through the Arizona Historical Society who support me and things like that.
Right.
So it's like a great little, like, mishmash relationship of everybody making sure that the building is well taken care of and up and running and things like that. So it's a lot, but they're two separate things.
Right.
They just work together.
So what do you think is that? So you weren't from here.
No.
So what do you think? Now that you've, because I'm sure you've gotten to know a lot of the history, what surprised you the most?
So actually, it's funny. The first 2 weeks of my job, that's all I did was, like, research Yuma history because I knew absolutely nothing.
Okay.
And it's just funny because, like, before I got here, everybody was like, man, Yuma's just a desert. It's boring. Nothing happens there. And I was like, okay, what did I get myself into? And then it's just amazing, like, all the crazy stuff that's happened here. So, like, one of my favorite things is, like, the fact that Amelia Earhart's been here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that blew my mind because I just think that's super cool. And I even did a kids program about the 1929 women's air race when they came through here. And there's a great book that talks about how they all complained about how Yuma was an oven and how miserable it was here because they were stuck here for 2 hours.
All true.
It's been, and well, it because I didn't know that either before I moved here, but one of my very first meetings, I think even my first week that I started, was at the airport up in their conference room. and I took the stairs to go upstairs.
I saw the mural
of the women's race, and I knew enough about Amelia Earhart to recognize her.
Right.
When I saw the picture of her, and I went, that's Amelia Earhart, which made me stop and read the little plaque to see what it was. I went, oh, that's super cool. You know, and then went to my meeting. But
and I think another thing I like to mention to people is, like, people were in Yuma before people were in Jamestown, because, like, Jamestown is, like, one of the first colonies that you learn about. Mm-hmm. But, like, the Spanish were over here doing their thing way before then. And I think that's super cool, personally. I mean, I'm just a little nerdy, but that's okay.
Have you visited Jamestown?
I have not. No, that's on my...
They did a nice job redoing that.
They did, because I have visited there as well. Mm-hmm.
I was disappointed when I moved to Denver and I saw their history was just put the rusty old stuff together. No, Jamestown, they recreated it.
Yeah.
It's really good.
No, that's on my bucket list. That and Gettysburg are, like, on my top two. Oh. My daddy went without me.
Oh.
Daddy, come on.
Oh, I know. That was offensive.
See, my 8th grade school trip was to Gettysburg. So, mm-hmm. And D.C.
They were still fighting it then.
You know what? That's okay. You know, if they were still fighting the Civil War when I was in 8th grade,
yeah. It means was hanging out with him.
Exactly.
Right?
I was like,
oh no, no, she's right. I'm tons more mature.
That's experienced.
Oh, experienced. Okay, well, that counts. That counts.
There you go.
Oh yeah. Okay. So what's on exhibit right now? What's because doesn't the front room change?
So it used to, and okay. I'm in the process of getting that back running again, because after COVID, everything kind of stopped.
I don't remember COVID.
It did stop. I mean, like I said, I came and I kept saying, I kept saying, I've never been to the Sanguinetti house. I'm the executive director of the chamber. I've never been to like a major thing. I have now. But COVID, it was closed,
mm-hmm.
and it was almost getting to the point where when Yana still worked there, I was almost going to call Yana, please let me in.
I mean,
it was just private. Please let me in. I want to know what it's all about.
She's such a sweet lady. She probably would have let you. So it's
I'm sure she would actually. Yeah, but fortunately, finally, I think for a holiday, there was an event in the garden, and they opened it up and I was able to just kind of do a little self-guided thing. And I've been there since then now. But it was kind of, I'm like, let me in, let me in. I can't get in.
So that's kind of great that you mentioned that. So we're actually going to be closed for the month of September.
Okay.
We are in September.
Well, for the rest of the month.
Okay.
Yeah. Because
I don't know what day it is right now. So
I was going to say, like, today is like the first day of September in my head. Yeah, my day.
Number six
it's
today.
Six, though.
Number six. Well, this isn't airing until number 13. Yeah. So by the time September will be half over, so we're good.
Because they're in the process of refreshing some of the exhibits. So, for example, right now it focuses a lot on the business side of Sanguinetti, and one of the things that I personally wanted to push forward, and a lot of people have mentioned to me that have come in and out of the museum, is the more domestic side. Like, what was it like to actually live here in Yuma in this house? And the exhibits don't really reflect that.
Okay.
So they haven't really given me a game plan, so I'm kind of in the dark. But they've seemed to take my suggestions really well. So they're in the process of trying to figure out how to refresh some of those exhibits and kind of just change it up a little bit. And then we also have the gift shop now, because the Yuma County Historical Society used to run the gift shop for us. But starting in October, we're going to take it over. Me and the staff that work at the museum with me.
Right.
Which right now is only one other little girl. She's not little. She's like 20, to me, she's little.
to us, yeah, I get it. My son is 19, so they're all kids.
Yeah, I know. I call her a kid all the time. I'm like, you're a full grown.
But you're young yourself. With that, we better take a break. We'll be right back with Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
Do you know about 211 Arizona? It's a free service to connect you with resources anywhere in Arizona. Housing assistance and eviction prevention, transportation and ride services, healthcare benefits, food resources, and even utility bill support. Talk to a live operator in English or Spanish 24 hours a day, every day of the year. Just dial 211 or visit 211arizona.org. Get connected, get answers, and get the help you need. This message is sponsored by 211 Arizona.
Hunting for a sizzling RV deal? At Bobby Combs RV Centers, tis the season for camping and tailgating. Take your team and shoot over to Bobby Combs RV Centers for the deal of the week. 2022 Nitro Toy Hauler 35 DK5, large enough to carry your family and your Razor with three slides, 14 and a half foot garage, refueling station and generator. Buy fast at $74,990 or finance slow with approved credit as low as $750 per month. This week at Bobby Combs RV Centers, 4710 East 32nd Street, with deals so hot. Sizzle. That's hot.
Welcoming you back to appointment day at the Martinez house. Raul Martinez looking stressed about scheduling a colon cancer screening.
Anyone 45 or older should have this booked yesterday. The procrastination is disgraceful. This man needs to focus.
From your lips to his ears, Stephen A. He's typing away solid form. He just pledged to get screened on takeahealthystand.org.
Uh-oh, now Raul's looking at his cell phone. This is unacceptable. Is he watching a cute video right now?
Oh, it's the one where the cat thinks he's people.
That cat is not a person. It's preposterous.
Focus, Raul. Yes, he's finished the form. He's made a telemedicine appointment next Tuesday, 9:30. All he's got to do is hit send.
Look out. His eyes are wandering.
Not back to the stress ball thingy. But Raul uses his other hand to hit send.
Stand up to cancer, and Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit takeahealthystand.org.
Cars and Carts for all your golf cart sales, service, repairs, parts, and storage. Call them today for all your golf cart needs. 928-726-2286. Cars and Carts is the place to go for Evolution golf carts. They come fully loaded with bucket seats, lithium batteries, locally owned and operated. All new carts are street legal. Call 928-726-2286. Need to store your golf cart, repairs, or shopping for a new ride? Give Denny a call at 928-726-2286. Or stop by Cars and Carts, 2899 South Sherry Avenue in Yuma.
I'm William Shatner, and I've been around a long time, but I'm truly humbled when I see the real battles our brave, paralyzed veterans have faced defending our freedom. And when they come home.
I had just come home from serving over in Germany. Next thing I know, it was 3 weeks later, and I was paralyzed.
While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open. I broke my neck. It left me paralyzed for the rest of my life.
I was on a routine patrol, and we were in the desert of Kuwait, and the vehicle flipped and landed on top of me, which left me paralyzed from the waist down.
Okay, folks, this is heroism. That's why I'm proud to support Paralyzed Veterans of America, because they've kept their promise to never leave a fallen soldier behind. A roof over their heads, accessible homes and cars, jobs, benefits.
PVA has brought me back to life.
Show them their sacrifice hasn't been in vain. Go to PVA.org to learn how you can make a difference.
I'm an Arizona truck driver. I deliver food, medicine, supplies, and hope.
And during times of crisis, I support our communities. But every day I see people putting lives and families at risk.
Distracted driving is deadly, period. Be aware, be safe, and visit sharetheroadaz.com and find tips on how to drive safely around trucks.
This message is sponsored by the Arizona Trucking Association Foundation.
And we are back with Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU. I'm Kimberly Kale, the Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. And before we get to our program, it's the bottom of the hour, and of course, I have announcements. So tomorrow will be our next Good Morning Yuma. It will be at 6:30 in the morning at Paradise Event Center if you haven't already gotten your tickets. I do recommend these days getting all of your tickets in advance. This particular show is being pre-recorded, so I don't know whether or not by the time it airs there will be tickets available, but I can tell you that we have been selling out of our events for great reason. The chamber is growing. We had 22 new members in the month of August alone, and September's still going that way. And with that, of course, we're getting a lot more people at our events, which is great. We're getting a lot of younger people. We're getting a lot of new people networking. And so if you haven't been to a chamber event lately, I highly recommend going because there's a lot of new faces there, a lot of new businesses you can meet up with. So I highly recommend it. But with that, I also recommend pre-registering. Go to our website, emachamber.org. Because nearly all of them lately are selling out because we do have limits set from the caterer, of course. The caterer will say, well, I have food for 150, which means that we have to cut off somewhere in the neighborhood of 150. And then, you know, there's fire marshal codes, and we really don't want the fire marshal to come down in the chamber and say, this room capacity is only 150 and you had 200 people in here. And not only is it not safe, but we get in trouble. So basically what happens is we pre-register everybody. If it's a big room, like for Good Morning Yuma, we don't give them a count until the Friday before. And so basically, if you pre-register for a Good Morning Yuma, I can almost guarantee that you'll have a seat. But if you wait until the week after, when we've already had to cut off our limit with a caterer, I can't say that's going to happen. With mixers, it kind of depends on the location of the mixer. Our next one's going to be at the food bank. And so we will have to adjust accordingly. So some of the locations, you know, hold 120 people. Some of them hold 250 people. And we adjust our capacity accordingly. So a smaller one, definitely get your registration in early. So that's kind of the big things there. A couple other things I first announced last week. We are going to be doing a foodie tour in San Luis. Registration is not available for that yet, but it will be very soon. It is going to be Saturday, November 18th. And the bus will be picking up in Yuma. We'll be driving around to multiple locations in San Luis, Arizona.
There's a bus?
There's a bus.
That's not going to be big. That's 50 people.
It is 50 people. Yeah, that's going to be a small event.
Yeah, that's not 250. That's
no,
50.
That's going to be 50. So, yeah.
So when you say foodie, I take it food's involved.
We're going to take 50 people. Actually, 54 people.
All right.
Plus staff. Staff are going to drive separate so that people can have seats on the bus. And we're going to go to about six different restaurants in San Luis, Arizona.
Frosty Libations involved?
Frosty Libations will be involved.
Very good.
Yuma County is not dry.
Yeah.
However, we are still coordinating it. But what we're working on right now is there will be two different prices. If somebody wants alcohol included, then they'll be paying one price. And if they want to not have alcohol, that's okay. We can still have a lot of fun without it.
To be determined.
And then it'll be a different price.
We don't
clearly,
know the price
without
yet.
Alcohol, it'll be a lower price. But
we don't know the price yet.
I don't know the price yet.
All right.
We've got three restaurants signed up. We're working with three more. We have given them a price point that we'd like them to be at, but clearly we're paying the restaurants for their food and their,
sure.
You know, and so a lot of it depends on what they end up charging us so that we can price accordingly. But I will say that this is through a couple of great sponsorships, so we can price accordingly very easily. The city of San Luis is actually providing the bus.
Okay.
So the city of San Luis is doing that. And then AEA Federal Credit Union, who has just opened a new branch in San Luis, is also a sponsor. So,
and I'm sure Rolls and Bowls is in there somewhere.
Rolls and Bowls is one of the restaurant locations, of course. There is no
They're not very big. They're tiny. You're not going to get 50 people in there. That's outside.
They've got a big patio.
Yeah, outside.
So, I mean, Abraham Andrade, the owner of Rolls and Bowls, I mean, he used to be on the chamber board. He's been such a huge supporter of the chamber that he's basically one of the first restaurants we reached out to. I mean, seriously, I'm like, Abraham, we're not doing this without you, along with Luis and Martha with CRV Roasters, Colorado River Valley Roasters, because again, they're huge supporters of the chamber. They're at events all the time. So we've got, and we're growing in San Luis. You know, La Cruda has joined recently. Panchita's is in the process of getting their membership approved. So we're growing in San Luis and all over Yuma County for that matter, of course. So we've got some great members down there, which makes it a lot easier to do this foodie tour than we could a couple of years ago, because our one stop would have been Rolls and Bowls, which is a great stop. Don't wait.
Sure,
worth
it is.
The drive.
Sure,
worth the drive. But and then the other thing that we talked about last week that we introduced is Duck Duck Putt. and Duck Duck Putt.
Everybody, so cute.
Everybody makes a face when I say that name. And so Duck Duck Putt is going to be our event out at Z Fun Factory on Saturday, December 9th. It is going to be a mini golf tournament, family friendly, rubber duck themed. And the reason it is rubber duck themed is because we are also doing a rubber duck race where people can purchase a rubber duck. And if they're lucky, their rubber duck will swim the fastest or be blown by the air, by the fan, the fastest to the other end of the pool, because all the rubber ducks will be numbered. And the person whose rubber duck makes it to the other end the fastest gets $1,000. So, yeah. So we
$1,000.
Yeah. all resting on the back of a little rubber ducky.
On the back of a little rubber ducky. So, and we've got some other fun things planned for that morning. Again, all rubber duck themed. So, it's going to be a fun morning. It's going to be a fun family friendly event. So, with that, we better get back to the show. So, of course, Russ didn't desert me yet. So, Russ is still here.
Of course not.
Never.
Of course not.
Never. And then we have Jenny Pennington with the Sanguinetti House Museum. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. And so what is your favorite thing? Because I have a favorite room that I go look at the same. I'm sure everybody does. What's your favorite thing to go see at the Sanguinetti House Museum?
Oh, hands down, very front, that red stained glass lamp that's in the very front of the house. That will forever be my favorite. And if they take it out, I will literally pitch a fit. Like, I will riot. I'll, like, chain myself to the lamp. That is the prettiest thing I have ever seen in my entire life.
I'm such a troublemaker. I want them to take it out just so I can watch you riot, chain yourself to the lamp.
I would absolutely lose it. And it's so funny because sometimes you can tell when people, like, do not care what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. And, like, I always like to go up there and be like, look at this lamp. This is the best lamp in the world. Like, look how pretty it is. And they're like, oh, it's a lamp. Mm-hmm. I'm like, come on. Like, look at it. Because when you turn it on, so it was a, excuse me for the words that are about to come out of my mouth. It's an oil lamp. It's an oil lamp.
Yeah.
So I was like, I have to really think hard on how to say it correctly, because it's oil.
Oil.
It's oil. Got it.
Got it.
But there's like this really pretty counterweight on it, and so you're like, if you, I don't touch it, but like when they used it like that, they would pull it down, fill it up, and push it back up.
Right.
And it has this really pretty glass. It's called cranberry glass that goes all the way around it, and it just makes this beautiful pattern on the walls.
Okay.
And it's all, there's a picture of it on our Facebook. So if you follow us on Facebook, then you've probably seen this picture because we post it a lot. Because I'm biased. It's fine. But it's just a beautiful lamp. And so we've turned it electric, or it has been turned electric. And so it only can use low wattage light bulbs, or the glass doesn't work. So if you put like a normal, whatever these light bulbs are in there, it just looks like a normal light. But if you put in like a super low wattage light bulb, the glass works.
Hmm.
And it's just so pretty. Hands down my favorite part.
I'm just picturing, see, I think, you know, and now you got me thinking, and I'm like, well, what about one of the low wattage little ones that flicker so that it looks like a little flame in there so we could go back to the
oil? Oh, it'd be so cute. Yeah. No, that would be so stinking cute.
See, I love the piano. You know, I play the piano, and
so the piano's closed, like, so you don't get to see how pretty it is. So that was another complaint I had. I had a lot of complaints.
Wow.
Yeah.
She's so, like, I'm coming in here. I'm changing it.
Well, and these are not only my complaints. These are a bunch of complaints that I had written down and from, well, because I worked with Yana for pretty much for a year, and me and her were like, she was like my partner in crime. We always had great ideas. It was just like, no one would listen. So now they don't have a choice. But, yeah, so we're trying to get the piano open again. Because it's a gorgeous, because I've never seen it. Mm-hmm. I've only seen pictures. Because I creep on our Facebook all the time just to see, like, what things used to look like. So I've never actually seen the piano open.
Oh, okay.
And so I finally found a picture and I was like, we're using it as a table right now, which I do not enjoy, but there's a lot of cool bottles on top of it. There's like old school, like coffee cans and medicine bottles. And
again, because focused on the business side of things, as opposed, because people generally would not keep coffee cans and medicine bottles on their piano.
So a lot of people are like, what's this table? And I was like, well, it's a piano.
I was saying, I have family photos on my piano at home.
Yeah.
Not coffee cans.
So hopefully some things will get moved around. And I love this idea of focusing more on like the Sanguinetti at home, because like getting better to know him as a person, because people are like, oh, great, he owned all these businesses, but like, what about him as a person?
Mm-hmm.
And like, if you've ever come in and you've listened to the video, so we have a video of Norman, his youngest son, talking about what it was like to grow up with his dad. That is the cutest video I have ever heard. Like, the first time I heard it, I almost cried, because I was like, this guy genuinely loved his dad.
Mm.
And it was just so sweet to see like him talk about his dad. And I was like, so he was like genuinely like a really good person. I mean, if you know like some of the other people that are related to him, they're fantastic people. So he had to have been a good person, guys.
Well,
you know?
Well, with that, we need to take a break. We'll be right back with Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
Think identity theft won't happen to you? Think again. There's a new victim every 3 seconds in the U.S., over 15 million this year alone, and many don't even know they're victims. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you could miss, even when you monitor your credit. If your identity is stolen, your dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft, but everyone can save up to 25% off their first year with promo code NEWS at LifeLock.com. Identity theft protection starts here.
Liberty Mutual presents How to Be the Life of the Party.
Okay, first turn the music off. Then ask for everyone's attention. Now, tell them that you customized your home insurance with Liberty Mutual and saved hundreds. Boom! Now everyone knows you're not just a pretty face. You have some brains inside that face that know how to save hundreds on home insurance. Woo!
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com. Based on recent survey of new customers who switched and saved. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
What if one day you went to your secret hiding place? You know, that spot that only you know about? And instead of what you came for, you found something a little different. What if instead of your private stash, you found a simple phone number? 1-800-662-HELP. What would you do? Would you stop and give it some thought? Would you make the call? The truth is, all drug use comes with risk. Before those risks become real, before drugs turn your life upside down, before drugs take their toll on you and your family, know that there is help. You can quit. If you or someone you love is struggling with drug use or prescription drug misuse, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral. Or go to samhsa.gov/thereishelp.
And we are back with Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU. I'm Kimberly Kale, the Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce, and of course, Russ Clark. Good morning, Russ.
Good morning.
Good morning. And we have Jenny Pennington with the Sanguinetti House Museum. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. So, museum's closed right now
until
the end of September. What can we expect to see when it opens?
So, I talked a lot about the exhibits, but also we have a lot of great programming plan. So we're doing our garden talks again this year.
Oh, great.
And I have a lot of great local people that have reached out and have asked to do them. I'm going to try to do some History Under the Stars dinners. I have a couple people have reached out to do the little talk part for those. I just got to get caterers.
Okay.
That's the only difference.
You know, I might know some.
Yeah, that would be great.
Yeah.
We're actually working on trying to revamp some walking tours and ghost tours. Because like I said, it was incredible how much stuff we had going before COVID. And then it was like it killed the momentum.
It did.
So we're trying to slowly ramp it back up. So I'm hoping to have a walking tour, just like a basic downtown walking tour that's
Which I think would be fabulous because Yuma has such a rich history.
Yeah, well, especially downtown.
Mm-hmm.
Doing research on those buildings has been one of my favorite things to do, especially like these old hotels that are down there mm-hmm. and things like that. And then, of course, our ghost tours.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be involved in that. I want to see it.
Yeah. So as of right now, I only have one kind of planned,
mm-hmm.
But I'm hoping that I can get a couple more thrown in there mm-hmm. Because, like, everybody loves ghost tours. Mm-hmm. And downtown Yuma is perfect for a ghost tour because it gets kind of spooky down there. So,
well, and you know, my office is in the old City Hall building.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So it is interesting how there have been times I have become a de facto tour guide because snowbirds will stop in our building and they've heard about old City Hall and they'll hear different things.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the back of the building, unless there's a meeting or something, is dark. So the old, the newer part of the building that was built, like, in the 70s,
mm-hmm.
Is dark. Because unless we're using it, we'd keep the lights off.
Right.
Because why wouldn't you, you know? And if you don't know where the light switches are, it's really dark.
No thanks.
Especially like in the old city council chambers.
Yeah.
And so now, I mean, I'm familiar. You know, it's like walking in your house in the dark. You know where everything is. So now I walked in the room and I'm like, walk right up to stuff, you mm-hmm. know, and don't think about it. But quite often we end up with snowbirds that stop by old City Hall and say, can I see the building? And so I end up taking them around because the chamber is the first office that they walk into.
And then they get lost.
And it's like, okay. And, well, we're right inside the front door. and so it's like, okay, that's. And so we do. We go around. I mean, it's such a great building. And I am not afraid of, you know, everybody says, oh, there's ghosts or whatever. Eh. I'm good, man, whatever. I mean, they haven't hurt me yet. So,
yeah. You know, that's my philosophy.
Same thing. In fact, I remember I was down in the basement at one point and I told my staff, I said, oh, I want my office down here. I'm going to come get down and be nice and quiet and everything in the basement. They're like, what? You want to be in the basement? I'm like,
sure, the office all voted okay on that.
I'm sure they probably would.
Go ahead and move down there.
I mean, I grew up in the Midwest. Basements were part of our everyday living, you know?
See, that fact blew my mind. I did not know basements were not a thing.
Yeah.
Until, like,
you got here.
Oh. 2 weeks ago.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah, I was literally having a conversation with somebody because I was writing the walking tour script, and one of the houses that we have on our tour actually has a basement. And I was talking to them.
So I'm curious, where all your tour going?
So there's 20 stops on it.
Okay.
And it's all between downtown, Madison, and 2nd.
Okay, I was going to say, because I live very close to downtown, and my house has a basement.
Okay, no, so it's not residential houses.
Okay,
it's
okay,
like
good.
The Godfrey house and the ones that are like on my street.
I'm like, that's interesting.
No, I did that on purpose. Okay. Nobody's actual house.
Well, whatever. I mean,
the closest thing is San Carlos.
Okay, I mean, whatever. I mean, people walk by my house and drive by my house every day, so whatever. I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah, no, that was a qualification because there are, like, especially literally right down the street from us. There's all those beautiful houses
down there.
And it's like, but yep. I don't want to give people an excuse to be creepy. So we're just going to keep it downtown. And then maybe they'll spend money, things like that, you know.
There's a basement Sanguinetti house, right? The wine cellar. Well,
there's a wine cellar, yeah.
There is.
I think it got filled in.
Have you been in there?
I think it's got filled in.
It did.
Yeah.
But I understood they were going to just open it up again.
That would be so cool, though.
I think so, because there'd definitely be a ghost in there.
Oh, it's so funny. That's the first thing people ask me all the time. Is this place haunted? And I was like, it's old and it's creepy. Like, I mean, when you're here by yourself, does the walls creak?
I don't think it's creepy. I mean, I grew up in an old building. And my house was built in like 1912 or something, the one I live in. And so, yeah, the floors creak, the walls creak, you know, everything creaks. There's noises all the time.
It was so funny. I had an interview with KYMA,
mm-hmm.
and the lady interviewing me was like, oh, like, we hear ghost stories and you guys are really popular for ghost tours. Like, is this place haunted? And I was like, yeah, well, you know, it's an old house. And as soon as I said that, the back door just flew open.
Oh, no.
And I was like, well, she's never coming back. But it was just funny. It was perfect timing. But it's gonna be 20 stops, pretty much downtown.
Mm-hmm.
And it's gonna have a little facts about the architecture style of the buildings, but also some of the people that lived in these buildings. So, for example, like right next door to me is the Godfrey House. Mm-hmm. So, talking about their family and why they're important, mm-hmm. And things like that. And then it ends at the Molina Block. So you start at the Jack Millen House, which is right next to me.
Yep.
And then you end pretty much in the exact same spot.
Oh, cool. That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah. And then our ghost tour is going to have 13 stops on it. Just 13, you know?
Okay. Well, with that, how can they reach you really quick? Because we're almost out of time. How can they reach this? How can they find us?
Okay. So first thing you can do is you can either find us on Facebook. All of my information is on our Facebook. It's literally just the Sanguinetti House Museum and Gardens.
Okay.
But also you can give us a call at the museum that is 928-782-1841.
Come
see me.
Okay. Well, thank you everyone for listening. You've been listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KVLU.
Good for this, bad for that. Back in 1 minute with your food chain question of the day.
If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
800-414-1657. 800-414-1657. 800-414-1657. That's 800-414-1657.
Though plant-based diets are touted as being better for the body and environment, a new study suggests going meatless might not be the best strategy. A recent UK study published in BMC Medicine surveyed the health profiles of more than 26,000 women 35 to 69. The women were classified as regular meat eaters, occasional meat eaters, or vegetarians. The study revealed that the vegetarian women had a 33% higher risk of hip fractures than regular meat eaters. Question: are you carnivore or vegetarian?
On the internet, there are tons of special networking websites, but one stands apart. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. Did you know in the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant? If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, please visit MatchingDonors.com.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then, someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
After I got out of the Marine Corps, coming back home, it was just a mental breakdown for me. I was on the verge of giving up. That chapter, that season in my life was over. Now what? Who was I? That's what I kept asking myself. The pressure to have it all together, to heal, to quiet down the monsters inside, it was too much. I lost it. I had heard about the Wounded Warrior Project. I had seen the logo and that visual of a warrior carrying another warrior. The programs that the Wounded Warrior Project offers, it's not just the veteran themselves, it's their whole family. It brings it all together. We have scars that we carry, and just because the scars are there doesn't mean that we're any less than what we were. Right now, I'm the best version that I ever have been of myself. I can embrace the brokenness.
You wouldn't go into battle alone. You don't have to fight this alone. Visit woundedwarriorproject.org/not alone.
News Talk 560 KBLU, where Yuma comes to talk.
The preceding show on 560 KBLU was a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters LLC, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
This is News Talk 560 KBLU, Yuma.